Hi, gorgeous loves. Welcome to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. This is a juicy episode because I'm just sharing so much about me, my life, my alignment, my process, my journey, my day-to-day, who I am, how I live, and giving you guys more of an inside scoop on me. Often I'm on here sharing wisdom and channeling for you to upgrade your life in a more direct way. This is me sharing about my personal process, my individual way of being based on my unique lifestyle and privileges and devotions and what I've created and what I've also been receptive to. So sharing my unique experience here in the knowing and the desire that it will unlock, inspire, motivate, and encourage you to step deeper into your own personal alignment. So thank you for being here. Enjoy this episode. And as always, share this episode with anyone you think may enjoy. Hello and welcome to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. I am so excited to have you here in this world, in this realm. If you're listening to this, you're likely a high-level woman. You're likely a soul having a human experience. You're likely here to live a life by your own design. One where you honor all of your spirituality, all of your quantum beingness, but you truly understand and have a deep, profound awareness of the magic that exists here on earth. You're here to have the most alchemized life. Ascension, opulence, your desires manifesting, walking through life in a way that feels like one big exhale. If you're new to my work, welcome. I'm a quantum channel, a quantum healer, and a high-level coach. My name's Haley Bowler Cook, and I'm hosting you here. It's mostly just riffs, me channeling for you, leading you through many transmissions, and coaching you through high-level concepts. We're here to have big conversations about all things spirituality, new paradigm wealth, opulence, ascension here in the earth plane, divine harmonization between your masculine and your feminine, recoding, rewiring your brain, regulating your nervous system, and supporting you in living a life by design. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, please do so now and share this podcast with anyone who you think would be served by my devotional channel here on the show. If you're not already following along on Instagram, that is where I am the most. I'm on Instagram, in my stories, in my posts, channeling, speaking, transmuting energy for you, for your highest timeline. Thank you for being here, my love, and enjoy this episode. Okay, so it's only natural that I'm recording this episode outside in the sun worshiping, sunbathing, tanning my back right now. Because this episode's all about me, who I am, what I do, how I live, what I desire, what I create. And tanning, being in the sun, being outside is a massive part of my alignment. So I'm a projector, and since discovering human design almost 2 years ago, maybe more like a year and a half ago, I really understood my design. I had a human design coach and really deep dove into it. And to this day, I'm actually in a year-long container with Align by Design, which is a human design company and support mentorship. So I've learned a lot about human design. And I'll also share my initial coach in human design was Carolyn Chilia at Care Health. And it was so supportive to understand what being a projector was for me, and understanding my unique profile lines. I'm a 6-2 projector, understanding my authority. I'm a self-projected projector, which how divine and how aligned that I have a podcast and that my entire life process, purpose, and path is devoted to speaking, sharing, and channeling with you.
So divine. So after discovering that I'm a projector, after doing all the work to heal the productivity wound that I was working with for a couple years, that I think many projectors, but also just many human beings, high level driven human beings, who are operating in a conditioned society experience that the hustle culture, the burnout, the productivity wounds. I am worthy when I produce. I am worthy if I produce. I am worthy because of XYZ outcome. Super programmed and conditioned into modern society. I think everywhere, but specifically here in North America. I'm in Canada, Ontario, born and raised here. And even though I was raised by like the coolest, most incredible parents ever, I was still conditioned in society, right? As we all are. And I had productivity wounds to heal. So finding out I was a projector was so good because I love rest. I love spaciousness. I love doing things my way. My way is usually a lot faster and a lot more efficient than most people's ways. My way usually takes me 20 minutes, what would take someone a half day. I just do it. I don't overthink it. For me, done is better than perfect. Successful execution over perfection every time. So I'm able to be out here recording from my phone. Maybe the audio wouldn't be as perfect as if I was in my office with this door closed and all the sound quality to be perfect, but that's not my design. I don't want to be inside an office. It's freaking gorgeous out today. It's mid-July 2022. It's the summertime. It's sunny. I want to tan and I want to talk to you guys. So I do it my way, and that makes me feel better, and therefore my channel and my support is better for you. So finding out as a projector was cool. So here I am outside. So a big part of like my day-to-day is creating spaciousness. I call it strategic spaciousness for high-level women. And it's about having like space throughout my day. It doesn't need to be like, okay, every day for 2 hours I rest. It's more like I don't plan things back to back. I like to have breaks between things. I like to have spaciousness so that I can breathe, so that I can recalibrate, so that I can close my eyes, even if it's for 30 seconds, and just connect to my own heart and be like, I'm safe. I'm here. What's next? You know, being here. I like to have spaciousness to sit and eat my meals outside. I eat every single meal outside pretty much from like March until November. And my partner loves the outside. He's a little sun worshiper, a lizard like myself. So we always are outside. We barbecue, we campfire, we spend all of our time outside. And spaciousness has allowed me to, throughout every day of the week, Monday to Sunday, I create time and space to sit outside, to be outside, to breathe, to come outside and look at the sun first thing, to get the vitamin D. I also am aware of how the electrons within your body respond to sunlight. A break from being around Bluetooth, a break from being around Wi-Fi, a break from being inside, being outside for chunks of your day is so necessary for an optimal physiological system. And energetically, it is so good to be in the sun. It improves your mood. It makes you feel better. It uplifts your energy. It uplifts your vibe. And if you guys know anything about manifestation, it's nice to be in a high vibrational state, because often what we are manifesting are things in a higher vibrational state, and then we're more aligned to be the match. So sunshine, I think it's important that I acknowledge that I'm out here in the sun recording this. So you might hear the wind, you might hear birds, you might hear toads, crickets, whatever. You're going to hear it, but I'm out here living my alignment and living my design. So the next thing that I want to share with you guys, like beyond outdoor time, beyond the sun, right? The sun's so important to my life. People often say like, I am sunshine in human form. So it only makes sense that I like to be nourished by the sun. In addition to strategic spaciousness, which is where I create so much time and space in my calendar, like if I have maybe 2 or 3 calls a day, those calls are not back to back. There's at least an hour between. I always make time to go to yoga every single day. So in addition to strategic spaciousness and being outside and taking that time outside in nature and eating all my meals outside, the next thing I want to touch on is yoga and meditation. Like, I keep it simple. I keep it so simple. It's yoga and meditation for me that nourish me. And meditation for me is, you know, a little bit more nuanced and high level than sitting in stillness because I am a psychic channel. I can't turn it off. It's, you know, always happening and processing, and I always feel the radiance and the messages and see things and feel things and receive insight and transmission through my spirit guides and through the channels and the intergalactics and the archangels that I work with. So meditation for me is like a huge awakening experience every single time because I have developed my psychic channel so well. And this is the work that I do with clients, right? I'm able to channel so effortlessly and clearly, like I'm having a conversation with this quantum field as I'm having a conversation at the grocery store with a person checking me out. You know, it's that direct and clear for me. And I do believe and know actually that this is accessible to all people, but not everyone is willing to do the work. And often you actually receive better transmission and upgrades from someone else doing it with you and for you. So I totally understand if this isn't seem like it's something that's available to everyone, but it honestly is. It just takes time and devotion. So meditation and yoga. I go to yoga every single day. And if I don't make it there, it's because I'm literally not in the city. I'm away. I'm gone. I'm in Toronto. I'm away for the weekend. I'm at my parents. I'm at a cottage. I'm doing something. If I'm in Stratford, which is my current home city right now, where Mitch and I bought our house last summer, if I'm in Stratford, I'm at Modo Yoga Stratford every day. And if I'm not in Stratford, probably stretching and breathing somewhere else. So yoga has been so nourishing to me. I got my yoga certification years ago, and it's still very much a part of how I serve and teach. I do a little bit more of a nuanced practice with clients and more embodiments and more tantra than just a regular yoga flow. That's what I lead and serve. However, I receive a regular yoga flow and it is medicine to me. So I go to yoga every day. I stretch my body. I strengthen my body. I used to do a lot of like high intensity interval stuff. I used to be like very, what's the word I want? Like high impact, very hardcore exercise regimens. I used to be a personal trainer, fitness instructor. I went to school for clinical kinesiology and fitness and health promotion. So like fitness was my life. I loved lifting heavy. I loved doing high intensity cardio. Like I was doing all the things, boxing, you name it, spin. I was doing it all. And it was beautiful for me, I think, at that season of my life. But it was also at the same time where I was very out of alignment with being a projector and very out of alignment with like honoring my energy ebbs and flows. I was like hustling my tits off nonstop. And at the same time, the correlation was I was also working out in that same way. Where now my vibe is very much the last like year and a half, which is my truest essence, has been very much more restorative and healing and nourishing. And like, I just touch my body and I'm slow with my body and I listen to my body. And sometimes yoga is actually just me in child's pose for half the class. Like I just really take it easy. And the interesting thing is like my body responds beautifully to it. Like I don't need these heavy weights and all this crazy cardio to feel lean and strong and toned and powerful in my body. I feel that way doing yoga every day. So that's been really nourishing, and it's different for everyone. Everyone's bodies respond differently. And like when I work one-on-one with clients and I understand their human design and channel for them and understand their alignment, it's really easy to identify what type of movement is nourishing for them. So for me, it's like a lot of sensual movement in my body, a lot of grounded movement in my body, a lot of stretch, a lot of longer holds where my muscles are activated and in contraction. It feels really good for me. So yoga is part of it. Every morning, everyone always asks me what my morning routine is. I really don't have one. Every morning I just wake up, and if Mitch is still in bed, which he's usually not, he's usually up before me and gone to work and taking care of the babe in the morning. When I say the babe, I mean our new puppy. We have a Dalmatian, purebred Dalmatian puppy, and she's almost 4 months old at the time of recording this, and she is our life. She is literally our life. We are obsessed. So he's usually up taking care of her and then going to work for the day. But if he is still in bed, I just wake up and I cuddle him and kiss him. And it's good morning, hi, hello, have an amazing day. If he's not in bed, it's me with myself, smiling to myself, taking a deep breath and going, I'm Haley, I'm a soul having a human experience. let's be surprised today. Let money surprise me today. Let love surprise me today. Let my work surprise me today. Let me be of service. Let me be of devotion. I'm here for an amazing day. Like, let's go. It's that simple. And then I stand up, I wake up. Sometimes I make my bed right away. Sometimes I wait until like 5 hours later to make my bed. I don't have a specific morning routine, right? It's always changing. I always change it up because stagnancy and routine keeps you stagnant, right? I like to mix it up. I like to try out new things and I like to let desire lead me. So sometimes my desire is to lie in bed for 30 minutes before standing up. Sometimes my desire is to wake up, go right onto my phone, connect with clients, post, share, create, whatever. Sometimes my desire is to be like still and silent. And sometimes my desire is to stand up, wake up right away, go get Cash, our puppy, and take her right outside. Like, my desire is always shifting and changing and it's always in alignment. So if you have a morning routine that works for you, I'm celebrating you. That's incredible. If you don't have a morning routine and you want one, sure, make one. But by no means do you need a morning routine to thrive. I think that's like a very strange, outdated paradigm because I'm operating in the dimension of openness where there's no separation in my life, where all things are love, all things are joy, all things are pleasure, all things are abundance. So no matter how I start my day, it's not going to determine the next moment because every moment is precious and pure and every moment is exactly that. It is the present moment. So if I wake up and I feel like, oh, my neck's sore, I'm grumpy, whatever, that's not going to tell me how the day is going to go. Every moment I decide how the day is going to go. It's a moment to moment upgrade. It's a moment to moment recalibration. It's a moment to moment alignment. So often I do wake up smiling, singing, laughing, joyful. And sure, there's things that can really elevate your vibe right off the top, like putting on good music and moving your body and being in pleasure with your body, whatever you like to do. That's amazing, but it's not going to determine the rest of your day unless you decide that it is. So I keep my mornings really simple of just a moment to connect to myself, to connect to love, to connect to joy. And then I'm moving on to the next thing. And then I'm being present there, connecting to love, connecting to joy. And I'm moving on and I'm on the next thing. Like it's constantly evolving and it's constant movement and momentum. And it's all from a foundation of fullness and wholeness. So a little bit there on my morning routine. The next thing that I want to touch on is pleasure. Pleasure is a huge part of my life. It's a huge part of what I teach. It's a huge part of what I facilitate. And pleasure is like the most important thing to me. So pleasure for me looks like how I eat, how I move, how I am in my body. Pleasure looks a lot like orgasm for me. And that's something that I experience almost every day, probably every single day. Something that I create space and time for. I often am doing manifesting orgasms by myself with my vibrator, or I'm spending time with Mitch and we're sharing in that mutual experience together. But it's something that I'm devoted to every single day, to experience pleasure in my body, pleasure in my mind and my thoughts, pleasure in how I nourish myself, pleasure in how I nourish my mind, and pleasure in how I feel in my body, no matter what I'm doing. So even if it's like a shower, it's like, okay, instead of just hustling through this shower, can I make this a really explorative, sensual, and pleasureful experience? And I mean, I'm not perfect at it. Sometimes I just get in the shower and I'm like hustling to get to the next thing, or like I have somewhere to be, so I'm rushing, and that's fine. But I mostly try to be intentional about being in pleasure when I'm interacting with my body, which is all day long, right? The other things are around pleasure, like the way I'd put lotion on my skin, the way I gua sha my face and touch my skin. And if I'm putting on makeup that day, how I'm doing that, how I'm being in sensuality with that. If I'm listening to music, how I let the music radiate through my system and how I feel pleasure in that. Everything is about pleasure because pleasure is this elevated state. And when we're in this elevated state, we are completely infinite and limitless and connected to our highest timeline. So pleasure is like this elevated state. So if I can't access pleasure, it's because I'm probably not feeling safe in my nervous system. So this can kind of segue me into my next little riff here on nervous system regulation. So I do a lot of preventative nervous system regulation with myself, with my clients, but speaking selfishly about me today, nervous system regulation in a preventative way looks like when I wake up, it's like, okay, I have arrived. I'm safe. I'm here. And then I move on. If I'm driving to yoga and I feel like maybe I'm rushing to get to yoga, or if I have a client and I'm kind of rushing to get onto the call in time, it's like, Whoo, big exhale. I'm safe. I'm exactly where I'm meant to be. I've arrived. I'm here. I'm safe. If I'm manifesting and creating and pulling in new desires, it's like, it's safe to be where I'm at, and it's safe to expand into more. It's safe to visualize more. It's safe to create more. It's safe to step into more. It's safe to expand into more. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe. It's safe. So I'm always creating safety, preventative safety, because I definitely have spent a lot of my life being in a dysregulated nervous system, anxiousness, anxiety, overwhelm, and I still experience those states at times, right? As I'm human, as we all do. But because I spend so much time in a preventative nervous system regulation state where I'm doing preventative work, where there's no threat, like there's really no threat, there's no stress, there's no overwhelm, but I'm still choosing to create safety in my body so that that becomes my foundational standard space. It's like my baseline frequency, which I often talk about with clients and inside containers. My baseline frequency is really safe, grounded, and regulated. So if I ever feel out of regulation, I'm most likely going to go down to my baseline faster, because that is my baseline, right? We're always returning to our baseline. And that does take work, that does take devotion. But the best thing you can do is create a very regulated, safe baseline so that you are coming down to a safe space versus having a foundation that is very anxious and overwhelmed. Then that's going to start to feel normal for you. And it's not going to feel good. So feeling good is like, honestly, my middle name. It is the most intentional thing that I do all day long, is how can I feel better? How can this moment feel good? If I'm sitting on the phone and talking to someone, whether it's a friend, a client, family member, it's like, how can I feel good sitting here talking to this person? How can I receive? How can I listen better? How can I feel good about this? If I'm eating a meal, if I'm waiting in line somewhere, if I'm driving and I'm in traffic, it's like, well, how can I feel good right now? I could put music on. I could breathe slower. I could smile. I could touch my skin. Like, every moment can feel better. And I've made it like a devotion to focus on that, because it's how I feel in my body. It's how I feel safe in my body. It's how I feel expansive in my body. And it's creating this baseline frequency that's really magnetic and really supportive. And honestly, it just feels good to feel good, right? That's the main thing. So the next thing that I think I'll segue into is my devotion to my soul's work. So every single day I speak, share, write, channel, serve in some way. Like, it's not work to me. Like, speaking here on the podcast, this isn't work. Writing on Instagram multiple times a day is not work. Sharing stories, Instagram lives, reels, posts, it's not work. It is effortlessly channeling, flowing through me. I'm an open channel and I devote to sharing my channel with you guys. So it is effortless and I do it all day long. And it's what feels the most divine to me. So when I channel, when I serve, when I work, when I do my life's work here, it feels like God's moving through me. It feels like the universe is moving through me. It feels effortless. It feels divine. So it nourishes me. It is regenerative. I always talk about regenerative wealth, regenerative love, regenerative beingness, regenerative purpose, regenerative devotion. It's regenerative to me. It fuels me. It fills me up to speak and share and channel and give to you guys. It fuels me. It feels so good. So every single day in some capacity, whether I'm on vacation, away, traveling, whatever, I'm always sharing. Like, this is the thing. There's no separation, yet it's also intentional. There's no separation, yet it's also intentional. If I'm away at a cottage for a week, you're still going to hear from me 3, 5, 10 times a day. If it's the weekend, you're still going to hear from me as much as you hear from me on a Monday or Tuesday. Like, there's no separation, because this is my devotion and this makes me feel good. It's medicine to me to speak to you guys and share for you guys. That's why this is effortless for me. That's why I'm so good at what I do. That's why my clients get insane results. That's why I feel so fucking good, is because I'm doing this all day long. This is my life. This is my devotion. So that's part of something that I interact with every single day, is service, 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 service. So the next thing I think that I'll riff on is self-leadership. So this is a massive part of my day, and it really plays in with polarity work in my life. So polarity work is me harmonized in my masculine and feminine, and it comes to a lot of self-leadership. So I do a lot of self-leadership work where it's like, what would my future self want to feel? What would my future self say? What would my highest self want to feel? What would my highest self say? So this can be like how I structure my days. What would be of benefit to my highest self? Would sleeping in a little bit longer, or would waking up and doing a workout be better? Would listening to this kind of chill music, or would listening to like this rap music feel better? Like, it's all good things. It's all beautiful things. But because of my alignment and the way that I attune to my body, it looks different. So I'm having this ongoing embodied and observed experience with myself. I'm having this ongoing self-leadership and receptive experience with myself. I'm having this ongoing divine masculine and divine feminine experience with myself, where I'm always leading myself and it's always very intentional, right? I'm leading love. I'm leading myself. I'm leading money. I'm leading my clients. I'm leading my purpose. I'm leading my path. Like, I'm always deciding where who I am and then where I want to go. I'm always looking forward, visualizing beyond my current reality and then aligning with that. So self-leadership is so important to me. And I love to play in polarity work. So I often will do it in a flow of like, ooh, my divine masculine wants to have this outcome. So how can I set myself up in that way? Oh, my divine feminine wants to feel this way. How can I set myself up in that way? If it's like, my divine masculine's exhausted, my divine feminine is desiring a night in, my divine masculine is going to be the one that creates the space on the calendar, gets Netflix fired up and gets the snacks ready and the wine and the candles for the whole vibe to be set. And then therefore my divine feminine can just be the one leaning back and receiving and enjoying all of this, right? So I'm always doing this flow between leadership and being led, and it's happening within myself, which is kind of funny. And this is why I experience so much ease and abundance in my day-to-day, because it's all been so deeply intentional and so deeply created. Like, I'm very intentional about every single thing that I'm doing, be it my wellness, be it my intimacy, be it my relationships, be it my business, be it my devotional service here, my path, my purpose, be it how I interact with friends and family, be it how I interact with my puppy, how I interact with random people on the streets, how I interact with you guys, my community here. Like, it's all so intentional. It's all so intentional. So the next thing that I think I'll kind of segue into, and it's all connected here, is wellness. So I told you guys I'm very pleasure focused. So a lot of it comes down to pleasure. I do believe very much in, obviously, science, and I also believe in the placebo effect, which is science. I went to school for 6 years studying nutrition, the human body, physiology, anatomy, you name it, and I understand nutrition. I really do. And for me, it's really important to nourish myself with a really balanced diet where I'm having lots of veggies, lots of protein, lots of carbs. Like, I'm really balanced in that way. I take vitamin D every single day. I take zinc almost every single day. And again, this isn't me giving you guys advice. This is me just telling you what I do and what helps me feel good. So for wellness, a lot of my wellness is like how I feel moment to moment, how I recalibrate and regulate my nervous system moment to moment. And of course, there are things that I add into my day that are really important, like those vitamins I mentioned, like the way that I eat, right? We have a garden share. We have fresh vegetables get delivered every single week. My partner Mitch, he's a chef, as many of you guys know, and he's an incredible chef, and he has lots of good connections to local butchers, and we get really beautiful eggs and really beautiful proteins and meats, and we know they're coming from beautifully sourced places, and it feels good for me to eat meat now. I used to eat more of a plant-based diet, and then I tried complete vegan, and then I was vegetarian for a little bit. I tried all the things, but my body feels best when I eat meat. So lots of meat, lots of vegetables, and just being really intentional about where they come from. And again, I'm aware of the privilege that I have, and part of this privilege is something that I've created and stepped into to allow money to be abundant in my life so that I can nourish myself in ways that feel really aligned. So meet yourself where you're at with that, and how can you make more of a nourishing reality in your foods that you choose to eat with where you're at right now financially. That's really the best advice I can give you there. What else do I want to riff on? Life at home. I get a lot of questions about this. So life at home is incredible. I'm obviously, like, I work from home. I work from a house. Almost all my calls are over Zoom. I do a couple in-person events a month that are so good. And if you've never been to one and you live in the area, get your booty to an in-person event. But most of my stuff's online. So I create a schedule that's, like, really spacious for myself. So I spend time creating content. I spend time, well, I like to call it art, creating art, channeling, devoting to you guys here, speaking and writing. I spend a lot of time on calls with clients, like not a ton of time, but time on calls with clients. I spend time in Voxer, Voxering clients, being in their back pocket, supporting them. I spend time creating and sharing all of this wisdom with you guys. I spend time doing administrative stuff. I don't have a team right now. I have had independent contractors. I have had a team in the past with my business, but right now it's just a one-woman show and I'm loving it. So every single email I write, every single DM I write and respond, every single podcast I edit and post, like I do it all, and I do it in such a way that's so spacious, and I'm really good at what I do and I'm efficient and effective at it. So I do it myself, and if I do need to hire out contractors, which I do sometimes for certain things, it feels really aligned and really good to do that. But yeah, there's a lot of like time and space in my day that is devoted to this, and I'm using air quotes here, business, because I like to call it more of just my life's work, and it's more of just my passion. And of course it's a business, and you know, we just actually got incorporated and we're in the process of expanding always, but it's my life's work. It's my devotion, and I'll be doing it no matter what. So here we are living the dream. But a lot of my day to day goes to running this business, but also from a foundation of service and devotion. So that's where things are at in the day-to-day. My favorite thing is to be on client calls. I love channeling and providing transmission for my clients. I love speaking and channeling for them. I love being in Voxer, answering their questions and serving. It's like, it's actually exciting, and it gives me like butterflies when I see my clients sending me Voxers asking questions, or when I know I have a client call on the schedule that day. I'm like, ooh, yay, get the crystals out, get the vibes ready. Let's go. We're going all in. And it's like, it's just pure devotion, because I devote to myself all day long. I'm devoting to myself all day long. So life at home is like a lot of time spent cultivating and building and growing this beautiful life's work, this business that I have. Another big part of it is time cuddling with Mitch. Like me and Mitch we've been together for almost 10 years, and we'd broken up a couple times way back earlier on in our relationship, in the early years. And it was also good and all needed to happen. But like, we are just best friends. We are lovers. We are the sexiest, most respectful, most fun, most friendship, most laughs, like just everything. He's my everything. I'm his everything. And we are the best of friends, and owning this home together and having our puppy together and building our life and future together. Like, it's effortless and easeful. And I think it's just because we have the uncomfortable conversations early and we talk things out as opposed to let things build. We are ahead of the ball. We respect one another. We value our time together alone. We value our time together with friends. We value our time together with our puppy. And we create space for sensuality and sexuality. And we create space for sweatpants and Netflix. And we create space for exercising and focusing on our fitness and wellness together. And we create space to exercise together. We create space to cook together, to do fun things. We go on date night like twice, sometimes three times a week. Like, we're always doing things together, and we focus on building a beautiful relationship. Every night before bed, we say how grateful we are for one another. We do our gratitude. We're grateful for our family, our friends, our businesses, our careers, our life, like the lives that we live and the opportunities we have and everything we're creating and everything we're receiving. We're grateful every day. So life at home really is effortless. He works away from home. He's a private chef and he works a lot of hours. And when he's home, I like to take care of him and he likes to take care of me. And it's really, really beautiful and respectful. And yeah, I like to lean into polarity. I like to be in my feminine and let him take care of me and sort of be in the power in many ways, be it in the bedroom, be it in cooking, be it in cleaning, be it in taking care of the house. And then I also like to switch roles and be the one taking care of him, because he too has a divine feminine that needs to be nurtured and nourished. And I love to support and take care of him in those ways. So we have this beautiful all-encompassing relationship. And I think the most important thing for us is like, if things don't feel easeful, because they almost always do, it's like, okay, like it might be uncomfortable, but like, let's sit down and like look at each other in the eyes and talk about what's going on and what we can do better to support one another. My favorite thing is Mitch always asks me, like, how can I help you this week? How can I support you this week? What would you like me to do this week? What would you like to feel this week? Like, how can I better serve and support you? And he asks me that like a couple times a week, which is so divine. And I always answer and I give him tasks, right? Give him ideas. Like, I ask and I receive, right? And so does he. So it's beautiful. So we really are a team. And now having our little puppy in our home it's honestly the biggest blessing ever. And I just feel so much ease and peace in being a dog mom. And it feels really natural, as all manifestations, you know, tend to feel, because it's your reality. It's become part of your identity. It's your new way of being. And yeah, I spent a lot of time with her during the day, probably like 5 hours hardcore during the day with her, whether we're at the dog park, walking, playing outside, doing a training session. Like, I'm very devoted to her, and somehow I collapse time and make time for all the things that I want to do in addition to spending all of this time with her. So it's pretty cool that I can bend and collapse time like that. And so can you. So that's like life at home. I mean, our house is amazing. We're still renovating it. We love it. We just had hired some window cleaners to come and clean the whole place. And it was kind of funny because I have a bunch of like crystals in almost all the windowsills, like specifically in the office and the bedroom. And the guy's like, oh, like all of your stones, I forgot to put all your stones back in the windowsill. And then additionally, I think they saw my vibrator charging in the office. So that was kind of funny. But we still have like contractors and people coming and going, helping with the house. We are doing a lot of work on the house. Our parents are helping us an insane amount. And we're just loving the process of renovations. And it's been a ton of work. It's been a total devotion, but it's worth it. And maybe I'll just kind of add and sneak in here, like having a home environment in whatever capacity that you can, creating a home environment that feels really supportive and grounding to you, and expansive, right? If you're desiring opulence, wealth, luxury, beauty, and manifesting more abundance, like having an abundant environment within your means and then beyond, and having an environment that feels luxurious and safe and beautiful and opulent in your own way, like that's going to help you. So I like to have incense going. I like to make yummy coffees and yummy drinks. I like to have wine once in a while is probably an exaggeration, more like probably 4 times a week I like to have wine and enjoy that like juicy experience of pouring a nice beautiful glass of wine. Mitch and I are big wine and diners, obviously, with him being a private chef, and I also waitress for many years of my life. And like a lot of our life is focused on like good food, good wine, good restaurants, and good conversation. Like it's really that simple. So I like to make everything I do a vibe. Like I like to host to the top notch. I like to, when it's just me home, it's like I want the experience to feel really indulgent and decadent as well. So it's like, how can I make my breakfast look really good? How can I make my dinner look really good? How can I make this latte at home as good as the one at the cafe? Like I'm constantly intentionally making my life a vibe, you know, and therefore my life is a vibe. In addition to making my life a vibe, like there's so much around self-care that I do, like the way that I sleep, the way that I rest, the way that I take care of my body, my skin, the way that I go for massages or massage myself, the way that I go for spa days and do spa days at home. Like everything is so intentional for me to be in such self-care and make my life a vibe, have such self-indulgence every single day. And these are really important things for me. Another massive part of my life is my social life. Like I have hundreds, no exaggeration, of friends, and every single one of them, I know everything about them and they know almost everything about me. And we're close. Like every relationship and friendship I have is deep. Like I get deep with people, obviously. And I love all of my friends so wholeheartedly. And my social life is a huge part of my life. Like I love it. I'm a 6 too, like I said. So the 6 is like this leadership role, this social, like this being seen, this being out version of me. And then the 2 is the hermit, which is also funny and kind of on the contrast. Like as much as I have this thriving social life, like I do love being alone. And part of the spaciousness I take in every day is like, if I know I have social events coming up in the evening, it's like, okay, I'm gonna want nourishing time alone today during the day. Like, maybe that means if I do go to yoga, which I, again, almost do every day, it's like, maybe I'm not sticking around after class and chatting with everyone. Maybe I'm just going right home and taking some time alone. Like, I'm very intentional about nourishing myself and my one-on-one time with myself, because that is like medicine to me as a 6'2 projector. It's like, time alone is my wisdom. It's my medicine. So thriving social life, but thriving relationship with just me. And I love my time at home and being alone, or going to a cafe alone, or going for a walk alone, or just being in bed or resting, having a bath, or just hanging out with now my puppy. It's like, alone time is so good for me. And yeah, that's it. That's my medicine. The next thing, and probably like the last thing I think, that I'll share about, you know, my private life, is that everything that I do and how I be and how I live is operating from a space of intentionality. So first and foremost, it's for me to feel good, right? It's for me to feel like a good vibration in my body, right? So it's just simple things like, does my posture feel good? Does my breath feel good? Does my skin feel good? Do these clothes feel good? Does this chair feel comfortable? Like, I'm always just like, okay, how can my body be so comfortable? How can I be 5% more comfortable? And then in addition, it's like the intentionality of, how is my energy felt right now? So if my clients were to think of me, or potential clients, or people in my community, or anything I'm manifesting, right? Not even people, but like maybe money or desires. It's like, if they tapped into the energy field and they felt my energy, what would they feel? Would it feel like peace? Would it feel like success? Would it feel like happiness and joy? Would it feel like pleasure? Like, what would it feel like? And when I check in with myself often like that, it's like, it almost just naturally creates my vibration to be better. It creates a better feeling vibration because I'm intentional about how I feel and how I'm being felt, right? So in the energy field, how am I being felt? If so-and-so thought of me, what would they feel? And it just like this huge invitation moment to moment to feel really good in my body, feel really good in my soul. So intentionality in everything I do, intentional with how I serve, intentional with how I serve myself. And because I'm devoting to myself literally all day long, it is effortless and easy for me to serve others. And this is living life by design, right? I'm not living in default. I'm living life in a design. I'm designing it. I'm designing every single moment of it. And this is allowing me to live this easeful and abundant experience day to day. And there's no coincidences there, right? It's like this devotion and this ease, these frequencies that I'm living in. I'm not willing to settle. I'm not willing to sacrifice. Like, I'm here to live a beautiful life. And if something doesn't feel like the vibe that I want it to feel like, I shift it. I change it. I upgrade it. I move with it. I let it expand. I let it be different. I check in on my vibe all the time. And then I'm very intentional to keep the vibration in a way that feels really good. And I'm also someone that actually generally does feel high vibrational all the time because of probably the ways that I intentionally work on the vibration. But there are times too when I feel like very sad or angry or bitter and I feel off. And when those times do show up for me, I want you guys to hear this loud and clear. I fully embody and fully express those vibes. Like, the low vibes, the dark vibes, the painful vibes, the shadow sides, like when they do show up, I lean all the way into them. It's like, I trust that that is part of the ebb and the flow. And that's part of the flow to go deeper with those heavier, more challenging emotions because they're showing up for a reason. So I lean into those. And that's really where I do that edge of evolution work with clients. And I even had that container back in November, the edge of evolution. It's like, lean into those edges, lean into that discomfort. And you're going to get your answers. You're going to come out stronger. You're going to come out more joyous, and it's going to feel really good. So it's not often that I feel those lower, heavier vibrations. It's just, I never really have. I've always been a light, a light being. And it's because I am here to really serve a lot of people. So my vibration has to stay high for me to serve in that way, in the way, in the capacity that I hold. But when those heavier emotions do come, it's like, I get kind of excited because I don't see them a lot. And I'm like, oh, hello, anger. Oh, hello, bitterness. Oh, hello, frustration. Oh, hello, sadness, like heartbreak. Hello, hello, hello. Anxiety, like when those feelings come, it's like I'm in full experiential resonance with it, and I'm fully embodying it while observing, going, yep, this is an upgrade, yep, this is good for me, yep, I'm human, yes, I get to feel this, and it's beautiful. So yeah, intentionality is everything, and this is why, like, I'm able to devote so deeply to my clients and to my community here, because I devote to myself all day long. Like self-devotion all day long. And it allows me to devote effortlessly to you guys. And I do pride myself in this. Like, I pride myself in giving white glove service to my clients. And I pride myself in being so devotional to my clients, because it's effortless and easeful for me, because I'm devoting to myself all day long and I'm creating space for it. So even when things are challenging, it doesn't feel like there's as much time or space or whatever in my reality. It's like, I'm creating the space, number one, to take really good of my care of myself so that I can be of highest service to myself first, to my family, to my community, and to my clients, and to the collective at large. And it's all about intentionality, moment to moment to moment. That's the vibe. So I think that that's all I really wanted to touch on these, on this riff today, on this riff about me behind the scenes and how I live my life. And I think anyone that knows me is like, again, like, people are often intimidated by me when they first meet me or when they see me online. They're like, oh, I don't know, she seems a little much, or she seems like really, like, she might be like harsh, or she's so like unapologetic, like, I don't know if I can handle that, or like whatever. People have said these things to me, like I've triggered them, or they feel like they felt intimidated by me or whatever. But when they meet me, they're like, oh my God, she's so chill, she's so warm. Like, I wear my heart on my sleeve. Like, I'm like the social butterfly of my neighborhood, the social butterfly of the dog park, the social butterfly of the yoga studio, the social butterfly of my city. Like, I love chatting with people. Like, I'm an open book. I'm an open heart. I'm an open channel. I'm here to live my most beautiful life. For me, it's just a very unique life because I have massive dreams and desires for myself, and I'm operating the dimension of openness. So I see no separation. I see nothing but possibility, and I see nothing but the availability, right? All my desires are like, yeah, those are very realistic, even if they seem very unrealistic to the average person. They're very normal and available to me because that's the vibe that I live in, and this is the way that I lead myself. So yes, I'm an open book. I love, 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 love speaking and sharing with you guys. If you guys have any questions, and the questions that I did receive ahead of time prior to this episode, I mostly answered them to their completion in this episode, and just the things that I said. A lot of the questions were like, what's your morning routine, or, you know, what do you think the number one thing for your success is, and things like that. And I think I've answered everything just in moving through this episode. Intentionality and devotion, you guys, that's it. Intentionality and devotion. And I'm constantly leading myself. That's it. I'm leading myself. I'm leading my clients. I'm leading my love, my life. I'm leading money. I'm leading opportunity. I'm leading success. I'm like, okay, this is what I want. I'm moving in that direction. Let's go. Everything else is coming with me. Here we go, right? I'm not waiting around. I'm not waiting around for permission. I'm going. I'm leading myself. So this is the vibe. I hope you guys enjoyed this message. I think I'm officially suntanned, sitting out here recording this. And I hope you guys got some insight and some vibes. And if you have any more questions about my life, my work, the vibes, I didn't really chat much about like the work that I do with clients. If you have any questions about that and you're wondering how you can work with me or what kind of work I do, like what is psychic channeling? What is quantum healing? What are transmissions? Like, what is this thing? Like, what are these things? Send me a message in my DMs and let's chat. Check out my website. Check out my Instagram. Let's connect deeper. Share this episode. Save this episode. Subscribe here. And we'll chat soon. I want to get to know you better. I want to dive deep on you. And yeah, welcome, 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 welcome to my world. And I hope that this isn't the last time that we connect. All my love. Thank you, gorgeous, for being here, for receiving the transmissions of today. A reminder that what I say here on the show is divine.
And receiving it, listening to it, and learning these things is one thing. But actually implementing and embodying these ways of being in your life, now that's where the magic is. So use your own divine masculine, your own divine alignment, and your beautiful self-leadership to lead you forward, to lead you in embodying these practices, living in these ways, because that is where the transformation happens, in the subtle codes of who you be every single day. You are so powerful. You are beyond magnificent. And I hope today was the catalyst that moves you. If you're not already up to date with all things Uplift Lifestyle, follow along with us at Uplift_Lifestyle. And I want to invite you into my most accessible, affordable, yet high level experience, monthly devotionals. They're $11.11 Canadian per month. These monthly devotionals are potent, channeled 15-minute transmissions, which are meditations, hypnoses, that come into your email when you subscribe every single month. The transmission is recorded by me for you with my purest devotion to you and your highest timeline. The transmissions are exclusively for the beings subscribing to the monthly devotionals, so your energy is felt. I want you to feel like this is a high level devotion to you when you subscribe. Check out every single month and dive in to all of the codes that I lead you through in that transmission. When you do subscribe, send me a DM on Instagram. Let's connect. Let's celebrate you. This is a big deal. And let's move you into your highest, highest ascension. As always, you know I love devotionally connecting. So if you have any questions, if you want any more details of how to work with me, be it in a group container or a high-level one-on-one space, send me a direct message on Instagram at uplift_lifestyle. Always head to the link here in the show notes as well to see what offerings are available for more details. I love you. I admire you. Thank you for being here. Now let's alchemize and ascend in all the pleasure and opulence and joy that we get to experience here in this earth realm. Have a fabulous day, my love.